a lot of what happens in our past will show up again and again and again, and it will wear different hats, different disguises. It is up to us when we get to that time and space of embodiment again, being in that present moment of something that's reflected our past. It is up to us to be able to think of something greater, or in the meantime, be aware of what that is. So it's growing through that process and accepting that there's beauty in change. There's beauty in the cycles of what happens next. You don't have to feel alone on the fact that the tower is crumbling. Friendships may be drifting apart, or there might be some type of transition in your relationships. It is for you. It is here to show you, to navigate you through what needs to be worked on, what needs to be released, let go of, what needs you to make more space. It's all a reflection through your friends, through your family, through the environment. In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast. Hey, soul babes, welcome to the Essence Podcast. I'm your host, Riss, and in this podcast, I love to talk about all things creativity, all things healing, all things holistic. And you can see me as your woo-woo bestie. You know, the one you get to come to talk about the mysteries of life or the synchronicities that continuously knock at your door, seeing 1111, 222, 333 on the microwave, on your phone, or maybe on a license plate. Those are the pings that our ancestors and our guides are with us. And I love it. I love to talk about just the energy that surrounds us and the unknown, the void, everything that we feel and sense from an energetic level. And on top of this, the foundation of this podcast is, of course, essence. So at its core, my intention for you is to be able to unlock your Pandora's box that is continuously labeled Pandora's box, but it's really your essence that is in the box. And it's finding that key, chiseling away the dirt, the dust, all that icky gooiness that is surrounding this box, keeping it shut. So to be able to grab the tools you need with the guests that I bring on, with the talks that I have here, to be able to take what you need to help chisel away what is no longer needed. In this week's episode, it's going to be geared towards talking about the shifting of the seasons. But on top of that, it's a beautiful time for transformation. Beautiful change is occurring, and sometimes beauty doesn't look so beautiful right away. It tends to look a little rough, like a diamond that is still in the dirt. So we don't really get to see the diamond in its shape until it's in the process of being molded and chiseled and put into this beautiful rock diamondy formation. So it takes time to get to that level. And that is sort of that example of what life looks like for us when there is change, when there is struggle. And it comes with the territory of being a human on this earth. Like, we are cyclical by nature. So the ebbs and flows of the way nature happens, the seasons to be exact, like, they're always changing. It's this continuously growth that is happening. And in this case scenario, I want to share a little bit more of what that's looked like for me. I actually went back home to spend some time with family, and it so happened to also be my grandpa's 68th birthday, so we were celebrating that as well. And my aunt was there. She's pregnant. She's 8 months pregnant. So that was fun to witness the journey of pregnancy just in a little glimpse and through conversations. But also during this nice visit with family, I brought back my kitty Luna because she was staying with me in my apartment, but now I had to bring her back to my hometown because she was originally my mom's kitty and my mom can no longer watch her, and I can no longer have her here at my apartment because my boyfriend is allergic to her. Sad story. I actually have a history of being allergic to cats, but with Lunita, I actually did pretty well. Like, I didn't have as many allergies, but I came to find out that, like, Russian blues don't cause a lot of allergies, but for my boyfriend, it was, like, a massive allergy attack, so I had to respect that he was suffering and give her a new home. Also, my dog Macho had a hard time like adjusting to her. He has like only child syndrome. We call it also Napoleon syndrome. So he's like this little tiny dog, pom pom, with a big, mighty attitude. Similar to like a Chihuahua, but in a pom pom. but yeah, so that was a very hard transition, giving Luna to a home that was fortunately somebody I knew. And honestly, before I gave her away, before this transition happened, I prayed hard and long for Luna to have a home that was going to be in her highest divine timeline, because I want the best outcome for her. And I waited patiently to receive a response from whomever would be able to. And luckily through Facebook, I had a friend that I've known since elementary school and since high school that reached out to me. And luckily it synchronistically worked out where she was able to still take her in. And it didn't hit me as hard when I first gave her to my friend, but it started to hit me as soon as she was gone. Like, oh my God, did I make the right decision? Did I mess up? Like, was she supposed to stay with me? Like, is she being taken care of properly? Like, all these loops of like mental worries that I was having, you know, towards the transition and also just the changing. I had definitely an attachment to this kitty and it definitely showed. I even pulled some cards. I also did a pendulum reading and all of it was like, girl, like this is part of the path. You prayed for this. Now just let it be what it is. So it's that attachment that I had to work through to like really move through what was being presented here was this shift, this transition, and letting go of what is for more room to grow. And honestly, I did not hold myself back from those tears. Like I was like, yeah, I miss her. I miss her. I miss her. Like I kept saying that. I kept thinking that. And the only way to get through it was to not deny that that was true for me. And also the emotional part, like crying it out, letting it go. I wasn't going to hide that I was sad. Like I was going to let it be known. And in order for me to fully wrap my head around it, I had to allow myself, my higher self, guide me to where it was like, you wanted this to happen and this is happening for the highest well-being of everyone involved. So that in itself can be very comforting. And on top of the transformation and just changes that are happening, some changes are not that easy. So like on top of letting go, that one's a bit of a struggle, but there's also things that we may think we've let go and that we're like, okay, I get it. I'm pretty confident. To get into the story, I made this podcast to help me open up my throat chakra. I'm very open and vocal on my social media, sharing what resonates with me and just embodying this essence, this creatrix that's within me and this goddess energy and all the layers of who I am. Like, I feel like I've done that confidently. I've built that foundation to chisel away at things that make me feel insecure, but that doesn't mean that the work is over. I noticed this when I was staying at my grandparents' house, that I have a bit of a still struggle with fully presenting myself to my grandparents, to expressing myself. I didn't have a hard time doing that with friends, but I felt I had a harder time doing that with family. So seeing my family, my grandparents specifically, you know, they're molded into the beings that they are. And of course, if they were, you know, all of us, if we were more conscious of like what we say or what we do in our awareness, more accepting and loving, like I feel like this world would move a little more smoother. But of course, we have our personas. There's certain things that we are unaware of and we let that be who we are. And as we grow older, it becomes harder to learn something new unless we train ourselves to continuously learn and to be in this beginner mindset or in this place of innocence, of curiosity, of vulnerability. And that could be hard for some older folks. So seeing this dynamic with my grandparents, of course, are ones that have their own thoughts, their own beliefs. And when I'm in a facility, in a place where I don't feel comfortable, it could be hard to navigate. Like it could be hard to stay confident and grounded in who I am. And that's where I found myself start to wobble and start to get a little more like where I had a hard time expressing myself or speaking about my woo-woo talk, my spirituality, or also just being confidently with my words. Like my grandma follows me. My grandpa is pretty aware because my grandma tells him everything. So everyone's in the loop of like what I do and how I'm moving in this world. And you know your parents and you know your grandparents, like the family, they love to like, oh, my granddaughter, my daughter, you know, like you are the light of your grandparents and your parents' eyes. So they want to see you flourish. They want to talk about you and your creativity. And like, I think that's a beautiful thing. Like they want to talk about who you are. However, it becomes still like where I'm still building my confidence that even though they know this and they're accepting of it, I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of confrontation. I'm afraid of fully verbally speaking my truth because I don't want to start a fight. I don't want to be on somebody's bad list. These are all reflections because I'm trying to protect myself, this protective mode. And that right there keeps me in a place of where I'm living in my past still. I'm living in this place of like fear, of rejection. So it's these layers of which that are still needed to be worked through. And as soon as I got back home from my trip, even on the train ride, so I took a train back to LA, and during the train ride, I like had a whole time where I was in my notes journaling. When I got back home, I journaled a lot. And I also did a breath work session that allowed me to open up the airways, moving that stagnant energy that I took on while I was there. So with this being said, like even though there's transformation and there's change happening and there's this sense of like uncomfortability, or maybe you've worked through some transformation or change, that doesn't mean that there isn't any more. There's constantly going to be a sense of growth. To go deeper, the universe will show you, right? So that's what the universe showed me, is like back home, I'm still in my roots having these blocks, these fears, this stagnant energy. And, you know, as I come back to LA and I witness this, I'm able to now, with my awareness, make a conscious effort to rewire, to reprogram this, to take baby steps, because there's still a part of me that fears this. There's still a part of me that has this residue, so I can't fully like jump into this like, okay, well, if I just use my words and I just speak out loud and like, so it's like doing it subtly and moving towards that graceful and ease transition of embodying more, of speaking up more, of sharing more, confidently staying in my ground. The more that I notice this, I also see that like in order to help with these transitions and transformations, it's always nice to have a role model, to have inspiration, to have a support team, because if without those, like I mean, you can do it by yourself. You could be that support team and that role model. But I feel like what really did shut me down was like my relationship with my dad. I've brought this up many times. This fear of rejection lays slowly within my subconscious mind of like, okay, well, if my dad didn't accept me or is sort of rejecting me in this way, I don't want to lose any more family. I don't want to lose anyone else, because what do we all want? We all want love, acceptance, and that's pretty much what we want, like, in this world. That's how we resonate with people. Nobody really wants to be alone. Like, if you are alone and you're feeling this way, it's either this miserable feeling, this depressed feeling, or this disconnection. So we are all constantly seeking our tribe, seeking our community, which we should, because this is what it's about. Like, living on this planet, living on this earth is about wholeness. It's about connecting with one another, because we are not separate. This goes back to the fact that, like, even the cycles of nature, we're not separate from the cycles of nature. We're not separate from the creatures that live in the water. We all have the same beginning and ending to the cycle of life. So that is what we all crave. And through that transition of being able to make space for more and to move through what is, it's a matter of also looking at what's holding you back energetically. So when you're going through something, or you're feeling yourself having a hard time letting something go, or this transition, this change is becoming a bit like, you don't know if you're ready for this, or it's already coming to you where it's like, here it is, you know, like, that's the majority of what it is. It's like the transition isn't like, oh, well, are you ready? Like, it's going to happen. And it's up to you to see if, like, are you going to evolve to the next level? A lot of what happens in our past will show up again and again and again. And it will wear different hats, different disguises. It is up to us. When we get to that time and space of embodiment, again, being in that present moment of something that's reflected our past, it is up to us to be able to think of something greater. Or in the meantime, be aware of what that is. So all in all, it's like really finding your way through letting go of what is. What is occurring in the internal world, to be able to make space. You know, spirit definitely has your back on what you want to transition into. Spirit's going to show you what you need next. It's a matter of following what that looks like for you internally and externally, because not everything is seen through the physical. Like, of course, there could be transitions, for example, through, like, my aunt, she's pregnant. So, like, that's an obvious transition where she is mentally getting herself ready. But at an emotional level, there are things that are also incorporated in this preparing. So emotionally, mentally, and spiritually and physically, she is preparing for this transition. So it's growing through that process and accepting that there is beauty in change. There is beauty in the cycles of what happens next. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to feel alone on the fact that the tower is crumbling. Friendships may be drifting apart, or there might be some type of transition in your relationships, or some heaviness, some residue that's coming up. It is for you. It is here to show you, to navigate you through what needs to be worked on, what needs to be released, let go of, what needs you to make more space. And it's all a reflection through your friends, through your family, through the environment. And in that way, you're able to come back to you. So that's why I really like mingling with my family and taking trips, because I feel like we can get a little too comfortable in our home. We can get really comfortable in our space because it's like our safe haven. It's where we can express ourselves intimately, wholeheartedly, And when we don't venture out, we tend to hold ourselves back to the many truths and the many mirrors that we can potentially see ourselves in. So taking this trip back home, it allowed me to see that in a broader perspective that I have a lot of things that I'm working through. Like I said, I thought I was already a pro at this. Like I thought I was already like getting the hang of this, but the universe has a beautiful way of helping you see deeper into what needs to be let go of, what needs to change. So every time you step outside, any time that you mingle with another person and see maybe the attitudes that a person has, maybe the ignorance or the stubbornness or just layers of what a person has, this is reflecting to you what needs to be shown. Of like, maybe that is what you, if you definitely are affected by the way that they're responding, if it's really hitting home and you feel aggressive, then maybe that is your teacher to show you that that aggressiveness that you have, it could be worked through. I feel like what has also, I don't want to talk about politics, but what I feel has also been the sense of like reflection has been, there's obviously been a lot more separation, things happening where people aren't happy with the results or they're a bit too prideful of the results. So there's a bit of both. And are any of those actions or choices serving the collective? No, it's pulling us apart. It's pulling us to separate. And when we are at the end of the day, all experience this place of wanting to be accepted, wanting to be loved, wanting to feel whole, and wanting to hear our, get our voice heard, wanting to live in our dream world, in our truth. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So it's like, what can we do as a collective to help bring this shift of like, yes, we want our desires to come to fruition, our dreams, but it's not all about us. It's also, on the other hand, thinking, okay, what is it for? We also want to include the highest and greater good for everyone that surrounds us. So even with this transition that is happening in the political world, in our personal world, in every category of world that we're living in, it doesn't have separate agendas. Like it all has the same thing. And that is, again, to be heard, to be loved, to be accepted, to be seen. And it has to come back to knowing that awareness, that reflection within, the seasonal changes within. How much can you be aware of what is happening? What is shaking you up at your core? And can you manage those emotions? Can you transmute that energy? Or are you having a bit of a struggle? And so every time you reflect outward, definitely come back inward. Definitely write it down. Definitely take your break, your breather, finding what works for you through the sessions, the energy sessions, yoga, working out, or even finding yourself a quiet space to reflect can help you see all sides of what's happening. So it's really zooming out, getting out of the head and into the heart. That is definitely the key of what I would love to share with all of you, is just being in your heart center to navigate and to make wiser choices, to be able to bring more awareness to when you transition. You're either going to go up a level or you're going to go down a level. And it is all up to you to navigate which level you're going to go through. And of course, we all want to evolve. We all want to come closer to our dreams, but it's a matter of surrendering to what the universe is showing you now. Let's not be blinded by it. Let's actually see that that thing that's affecting you is probably what's holding you back. So this brings me to my story that I want to also share as a conclusion of what I've noticed when I was journaling. And that was my money talk. The way that I talk about money or radiate money, it fluctuates. I could be at my highest and I could be at my lowest. Like it's also a matter of finding my balance between both. And what I noticed while I was writing down just a certain amount of blocks I was having at my grandparents, I noticed that I had a block with the way that my grandpa expresses money, the way that I guess my grandma as well, you know, they came from a place where they had nothing and they had to work for their money. They had to get to where they want to go. Now my grandma's a principal and my grandpa has his own business and they're doing well for themselves. And, you know, they're making their world a better place. But there's a lot of limited beliefs on how to get there to making money. And so the lack that I feel inside of me is also stemming from a place where there's certain words that radiate certain feelings. So one of them that I caught on to with my grandpa is, you know, I grew up with not a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of money. And so it's like those reflections of like, he didn't have a lot of money, but now that he's an older man and he's working a lot, he is still radiating this place of like, where money is everything. Like, do you have a job? Do you have this? Do you have that? And like, of course, that is a lovely thing to do. But as I've been seeing myself be a bit of an eccentric human being compared to the flock of my other family members, I've noticed that like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to make my money my way. And fully embodying something that doesn't make sense to them takes me fully accepting that for myself and knowing that like, I can make money off of my creations. And it stems back from rewiring, reaffirming this new belief, this new way that you see the world in as an adult. It takes having to look back at what your grandparents, what your parents, what your society is telling you, what is limiting you, and starting there, because that limited belief, that block, allows you to move further and further. Of like, the more that you can unravel that part, use yourself as a beautiful study, because you're a one-of-a-kind being that holds so much juice inside that, like that sponge that you were as a child. It needs to be like open and seen, like what needs to go, what needs to be there, and you know, what's helping you, what isn't helping you. So it's the reflections that you can have with yourself, and that can help you move through your transitions a lot more smoother, because change is inevitable and you are not alone. If you were to talk to anybody you're around and ask them, how are you? What's going on? Like truly going on. And a majority of the time, somebody may say, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. But you know, under that layer, something is changing. And if they feel comfortable with you, I'm sure they're already like telling you all that is going on. And you can see that you're not alone. There's always something happening in somebody's life, in your life. So with that being said, I want to close off with placing our hands on our heart and our stomach. We're going to say some affirmations. Let's take a deep breath in together, breathing in through the nose, exhaling out of the mouth. Breathing in through the nose. Exhale out. Last time, breathing in through the nose. Exhaling out. Repeat after me. I release what I cannot control. I accept the natural changes that occur in my life. I live my life with more awareness and acceptance for my own journey. And so be it. Thank you, Soul Babe, for being here. The more you can be aware of like what is internally changing, it allows the person next to you to have a smoother transition. It allows others to know that they can move with ease and grace. Like, we all are beautiful examples for each other, no matter what age, honestly. Grandparents or a baby, we are all learning from each other in one way or another. So if you enjoyed this message, if you really resonate with what I'm saying here, with this transformation, this change, I would love for you to share what's going on in your personal world. I mean, it means the world to me when I could be that person that can reflect with you and indulge in that change is inevitable. So be sure to share, like, and subscribe as well if you want to hear more about being in your essence, grabbing all the tools you need to chisel away. And also, if you want to listen to this episode on another streaming platform, I am also on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can find me on all those three platforms. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Essence of Riss. And I'll see you in the next one.